Welcome to Yoga Poetry Radio. I'm your host, Tina Laura Lee, and this podcast is a companion to my newsletter all about loss, liberation, called Songs of Forgiveness. I post my letters with the phases of the moon, and I invite you to follow the show notes to my newsletter and subscribe. Today, we are taking a buffalo walk. So put in your earbuds and connect with a pleasure walk, a self-compassion walk. This walk is not just for yourself, but for all people. No need to do anything to get ready. You can just go as you are. Ideally, go outside, but if the conditions don't allow for that, by all means, stay inside and walk around your house, walk in circles. If you need to get shoes on, pause this recording, and then let's get started. Buffalo medicine is for prayer and abundance. They have been the lifeblood of peoples for generation upon generation, who have a long reciprocal relationship with them. So use this walk to cultivate your own reciprocal relationship to the buffalo. Can you use its ways to your advantage? And how can you give buffalo the respect it deserves? So take yourself out into the world. Take a deep breath of the air. Relax your shoulders down even as you take these first steps. No need to walk slow. Walk as fast as you wish. Walk as slow as you wish. Can you be a buffalo? So, buffalo has the wisdom to turn into the wind and walk in towards, into it. So, knowing that this is the shortest way through any storm. It's a lesson on how to deal with any resistance you might be feeling. So, turn towards it and shovel in with a big buffalo head of yours. And hide like armor. Be resolute. Be careful and measured in your step. And soon you will be through to the other side. As you take this walk, walk at your own pace. Feel each footstep on the earth. And let each footstep be a prayer. A moment to be grateful for this working, these working legs and feet, no matter what is going on. It is a miracle that you have this ability to move and change shape and change your surroundings. So as you're breathing and walking, letting your eyes fall on to the beauty of the path in front of you, listening to the sounds of the world around you, and my voice. taking joy in the smells, feel of the feel of the wind on your face, taste of the wind on your tongue. You're taking pleasure in your own path. And while you're taking pleasure in your own path, take a moment to acknowledge your gifts. And that brings in a sense of your own purpose in this world, as Buffalo had a purpose for the communities it supported, and it still supports with its body, with its hide, with every part that was useful to people. And then take a moment to acknowledge what you really need in this world, and know that anything more is abundance. And then we do this for the larger good, for the liberation of all people. We are connected, so whatever joy we are feeling connects us to all other people who are feeling joy right now. And what other hardship or pain we might be feeling also connects us to all others who experience the same thing, that there is just the joy and the pain. It is a collective feeling that we share. And perhaps you're moving slowly and carefully, like a prayer on your path, but you know Buffalo can move up to 35 miles per hour if it wants. So thank yourself for whatever speed you are going, for this time you are taking, and this way that you are taking care of your soul. Sometimes buffalo stop and wallow on the ground. And they call these depressions that they make with their own body in the middle of the prairie as buffalo wallows. And there are places in the prairie that where depressions are, and more water is allowed to pool there and stay longer. It's good for the plants. And the plants that are especially tolerant to the buffalo's movement grow there, to this, the tolerant of the weight of the buffalo. And so I leave you with that idea of just the way we are in the world, the way that we move and take pleasure and joy creates buffalo wallows and benefits all beings. So with that, bring your hands together at your heart, or just listen to me as I bring my hands together to my heart. And we'll send out the goodness that we have created with our practice here together with the sound of Om. And feel free to join in or just listen along as I seal the deal. Exhale all the air from your lungs if you're joining me. Inhale. So I thank you so much for your practice. if this walk got you outside and you want to continue walk, I hope that you are enjoying yourself. Yeah, please listen again or listen as often as you need to. Have a great day.